You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Rochelle.
Good morning. We have the full complement here with us today. We've got the young Sam.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we also have Sam's cousin who's been on here on the show before, Luke Bailey.
Morning.
What? Morning.
A mouthful of McFlurry.
Yeah, speak properly, dear boy. And we also have Roger Fajani. She was just walking down the street. I saw her. I waved at her. And she's disappeared. But she is in, listener, never fear. This is the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. We're here with you until 12 o'clock. We've got all the usual things coming up. Shop of the Week, and I'm going to be interviewing Luke Bailey, the voice of youth. The voice of youth.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
This is Luke Bailey.
Hello.
That's a desultory applause there, wasn't it? Luke Bailey. How are you, Luke?
Well, thanks.
What you been up to?
Nothing, really.
No, oh, didn't say that.
God, it's terrible, isn't it? Are you becoming more of a teenager as the days go by? Sorry to be patronising.
Again.
So, have I done it again?
Yes.
Well, it's not an uncommon thing in my world, as regular listener will know. A big shout out to Chris McGill. Or he says, I'm with you all the way in London. Be great. Request. Be great. He's there. That's an order. Request coming soon. Well, I wonder what we'll get. We had a good one last week from young Christopher.
What was it?
I can't remember. The National.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah, he came on, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah, no, and it was very good. It was a cool. I might even play that again. In the meantime, chillax.
Don't say that ever again.
Oh, God.
MySCR.co.uk.
You've been away on holiday, Roger. Sorry to just throw you in at the deep end here. You've got a drink called Naked.
Yeah. Okay.
It's really nice. Do you not sing it?
Microphone.
Is this what you went off to get?
Huh?
Is this what you went off to get?
No. Not open. None of the shops open on Sunday.
Well, that's because it's Sunday.
I know. I just needed them to be open today.
Right. Where have you been, Roger? Cornwall?
I've been to Polzeath in Cornwall.
Polzeath in Cornwall. I went there for a week when I was about 15. I was in love with the vet's daughter.
Were you?
Yeah.
Did you surf?
Yes, I did surf.
Did
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
I didn't surf.
No. Quite. Yeah.
But it was very beautiful.
I wouldn't surf. I think it's too cold or something.
Finley bodyboarded. That was cool. And he got a wetsuit. That was cool.
And where were you last week, Sam? I said over air that you were going to feel the back of my hand.
Well, is that what you're promising, Nick?
Oh, dear.
I went to Alton Towers last Sunday. Sorry. I left about 8:30.
Was it good?
So. Yeah, I loved it. It was a great day.
I don't know which one you're pointing at.
Yeah, well, you know, well, they all say that.
Didn't you go on a boat yesterday?
Yeah, I did go on a boat.
Do you know anything about boats?
Yeah.
Do you? I thought you were a farmer.
Float. There you go.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a landlubber.
Nick and Rochelle.
Well, a very, very good, probably good afternoon and evening to Matt Stain in Delhi. Mm. That was for you, Matt.
I just said, because I was going to say something that didn't come out of my mouth. So she said,
Well, I wish you'd do that more often.
Oh, Nick.
That's your mouth, my friend. Don't get me started. I'll do diamonds.
Yeah, I'm already getting questioning emails from Delhi saying, chillax, really? Questioning my choice of vocab. I actually said chillax.
It was awful,
air,
to say the least.
What does that mean?
Just chillax, man.
Chill and relax.
Chill and relax.
Was
there you go.
Luke's eating a packet of Frutellas.
Yeah, is it?
Do you want one? I would actually.
Oh, dear.
Take the offer off, are you?
Anyway, this is the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. A good morning to wherever you are throughout the world. I'm just really impressed by Delhi. I'm getting text messages from Delhi. The modern world, eh? Extraordinary, says, why, thank you. Right, that's your last text. Well, it probably will be costing you about £5 a text. Yeah, cost a fortune. It's we've also had an email, in from...
Should I just leave?
No. Well, you just weren't here yesterday. Last week, I'm still running up. I was here on my own. It was great last week.
I know, I thought you'd have a nice time.
I thought so too.
I had a brilliant rant about supermarkets. No one could stop
me. Really?
Yeah,
supermarkets?
Stop him.
Again?
We've had an email in from Luke's dad. For the listener who hasn't tuned in yet. Morning, Luke.
Morning, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
I asked it. Luke does it like he should be... a surf dude.
Yeah, morning, man.
Or skateboarder.
This is Andrew, Luke's dad. Tell Luke to be on his best behaviour and to enjoy the show. Break a leg, everyone. Great show.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Luke's dad.
Good morning, Andrew Bailey.
We need to play him a tune.
Yes, and obviously we'll be getting Luke to give us a bit of a tune.
Ah, this is my friend.
We've had an email in from Dee Hinton. Hi, Roger, she says. A couple of songs we thought of. Paul Weller. Do you do something to me? I've got that just there. I was going to... And you too. One.
You'd be very happy.
I am happy with that. I'm happy. Dedicated to the birthday girl, little Jasmine. Happy birthday, Jasmine. Back to bacon... bacon sandwich. Thank you. Oh, see you Tuesday. Well, you won't see me. But you'll see Regina.
So we'll do a big shout out to Dee and her cousin. Is it Key? I hope it's Key.
Kai.
Good morning. We will play you, we'll probably play you both those tunes because Nicholas Asprey, you like both those songs, don't you?
I do indeed.
So anyway, you are listening to the Breakfasty Brunch Show. This is me, Roger, with my sidekick, Nick, and Sam Law. Luke is visiting us today too with his packet of fruit tellers that he's very kindly offered me one.
Fighting talk. Where
who
I
wants
from.
To try some on the next one? Who wants to try some of my naked antioxidant?
Can you can you explain that stuff? Because it looks disgusting.
It's a green machine, and it's got. I'm not joking. I'm telling you. I know it looks really green, but it's got apples, kiwi, banana, pineapple, and mango, and then within it, it has spirulina. It looks like cholera, but it's not cholera. Chlorella, spinach, broccoli, barley grass, wheatgrass. You're all going to try this whilst I play the next track. Oof. In the meantime, if you have anything you would like to shout out about regarding Stratford, info@myscr.co.uk. See, I am the professional link to this show, Asprey.
Stratford Community Radio.
You did look like Tom Cruise today, by the way, when you were walking down with your aviators.
Well, I'll tell you what, I thought you...
Put your aviators on.
Oh, do I have to?
This isn't great
look
radio.
Look at this. It's great radio.
Great radio.
Dee will love it. Now, right. Look! That is insane. Can we take a photo and then download it onto our
I'm
website?
I'm telling you, put your glasses on. You look exactly like Lily Allen today.
Do you know what? That's really bizarre because when I was in Suffolk, the lady at the post office asked me if I was Lily Allen.
Well, I look exactly like Christopher Lloyd today.
No, you look just like William Shakespeare.
There's a lot of famous people around
Morty!
Here.
Morty!
You do. You totally did the Morty! Other day when your hair was all up.
The flux capacitor!
I beg your pardon.
Yeah, I've got to be careful how I say that. I'm already, am I?
Anyway,
this
now you
is
say it.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show, the flux capacitor. He's a pheasant plucker.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
I tell you what was weird the other day. I listened to a certain radio station. No, I wanted to play it underneath because it's such a good tune. It's 8 minutes. Can't listen to 8 minutes of the Stone Roses. Well, you can, but not on a radio show. It'd be boring.
Wow.
I just wanted to hear it in my ear hole. What I was saying was... Blimey. This. Let me continue. On a certain radio station the other week, lots of people like Florence and the Machine and, you know, Laura Marling and all those kind of things. And when they mixed it into it's called the generator, I think, they came up with a new person to listen to, and they went Back to the Past. And the Back to the Past person was Kate Bush. And I thought that was a bit weird, because I think Kate Bush is still very present and relevant. And it was a bit of a worry that if you liked all those girl sounds that you wouldn't know Kate Bush as well.
Do you know what I mean? She was one
and
of
she'd
the,
never heard of her.
One of the first, what we would now call the new folk scene. She was 30 years ahead of its time, really. I got introduced to Kate Bush last year. I told you that, didn't I?
You probably have.
Yeah, by Philip Pullman.
But tell us again.
I never thought that would happen to me.
How was Philip?
Philip Pullman introduced me to Kate Bush. I picked that name out. There are two names up off the floor.
I don't know why you don't like this naked antioxidant drink.
What segue there?
So, Sam, you went to Alton Towers last Sunday.
You can ask me to review it.
Yeah, come on then.
It was good. There you go.
What a brilliant review that was. Right, moving on. Luke, how are you?
He's busy working. They've changed places just to fox us. So, no, listen, anyway.
He's searching his quiz.
Listen, what I'm saying to Jacqueline Claire Williamson of London Town is this. I know she likes Vampire Weekend, but what I'm offering her is other tunes that she might like equally. So that's all I'm saying. Oh, and what I'd like to do is for her to review.
And you accuse
this
me
tune.
Of being patronising.
Oh.
Is that patronising? patronising.
Blimey, it's so feisty in here today.
Listen. So, I would like Jackie. In fact, if anyone would like to send me things, they kiss
oh,
me
don't
off.
Do that. That's disgusting.
Get off. We have to have a shower now.
They just kissed Regina Sean about 5 times.
That was such a childish thing to say, though, Sam. That was like, anyway, calm down, everybody. What I'd like to say, I'm only joking about the shower. What I'd like to
they are pulled.
Listen.
God, just play some music, for
listen,
God's
what
sake.
I'm saying, no, stop. Don't.
MySCR.co.uk.
I'm bored already.
Scintillating link.
Yes, this is the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. Roger, what are you doing?
I'm generating in my head.
It sounds like something out of Star Trek.
This is a thing, right? And I'm going to open it out to the wider circle. Basically, it's a really good game. Someone tells you the music that they really, really like. You write it down, and then you've got to come up with another band or another song that they would never have heard of. To a bit like
well, that's
Genius
easy with Luke because he
iTunes
didn't know who John Lennon was. So we could just say John Lennon or Paul McCartney. And
no, but something that he would like. Something that he would like. So, for example, okay.
Example.
Luke likes B.O.B. and Tiny Temper, which is very... pass out. Right?
Do we have to pay royalties on that?
No,
I don't think
but
so.
It brought no relevance to the actual song.
Because
so
in a court of law, that wouldn't stand up.
In my head, I am generating a song that I think perhaps Luke might like.
Brilliant.
And I'm going to play it and he can mark it out of 10.
For those listener who have just joined us...
it's a good game.
Luke Bailey is in the studio today. He's... how old are you, Luke?
14.
14. Going on...
14.
About 14, really? Yeah. his cousin, and he's been here before. About I don't know. It was a couple of months ago. Wasn't
yeah.
It? Yeah. And how's your summer holidays going, Luke?
Rubbish.
Rubbish. Remember, your parents are listening, Luke.
Oh yeah.
It's been great.
Yeah. How have they? Did you go on holiday anywhere?
No.
No.
Yeah.
This is his holiday today.
Yeah
today. Probably.
We're giving him a holiday, a day out.
What else have you done on your summer holidays? Have you just been sat there being bored?
No, I went to Anfield, Liverpool Stadium.
You didn't, did you?
Do you support Liverpool? I can't help it. Liverpool?
Stevie Gerrard.
That's a horrible face you're putting in your
head.
Sorry, it shouldn't be so aerialist.
How was it?
It was good.
They
do, don't they?
It was the tour, not a match.
That's awful.
It was what?
It was the tour, not the match.
Wicked.
Oh, right, I see. Brilliant. Oh, you
my
went to Anfield.
My cousin supports Liverpool.
Pretty cool, I've got to say. Big shout out to Katie Forsyth, who's joined us. She's tuning in from Norfolk. Oh, she wants a bit of Sigel Ross or
see,
Florence and the
generating.
Machine.
See, every
generate
time I see
for
this,
that.
I'm generating.
Stick that in your generator.
I'm generating. I am generating right now. We are going to try and find a tune for Luke that he would never have heard of. So if anyone else has got any ideas, please do email them in at info@mycr.co.uk. Or if you would like us to find you a tune we think you would have never heard of, tell us a couple of people that you like listening to and we will try and find you a new song to listen to.
And we'll pop it in Roger's generator.
That's right. Enough.
Mix it up.
Nick and Roger.
Talking about Luke, we've got an email in.
Yeah, we need to pacify.
It's very...
And rectify.
Very sad. Luke, you're in trouble. with your dad. Luke's in trouble. AC, Andrew Bailey writes, Luke's in trouble with his dad. Tell him that's the last time I do his paper round so he can come on the show. What have you got to say to that, Luke?
He's worried.
I've got to say, Andrew, the look of fear on that boy's eyes.
So what we're going to do is we're going to find a song to calm Luke's dad down.
Yeah.
And to make him feel jolly.
Stratford Community Radio. The quiz.
Very good, very good.
It's a great
don't
start.
Laugh at your cousin.
Smooth as ever.
God, don't laugh at your cousin.
Just
this is guessing game. You got to guess that. I'll just guess. Okay, the Vincent Massive is the highest mountain of which country?
Sorry, I haven't got a pen.
The Vincent Massive.
Yeah.
I want to go Vincent Massive.
Vincent Massive, wasn't he a film star in the
50s? Man.
The Vincent Massive is where, what?
It's the highest mountain of which country?
I don't know.
It's way down south.
Yeah, well,
that's a clue.
That's a clue. We're down south, man.
Okay.
The Vincent Vincent.
Just write something down.
Right.
Yep. Ready?
Yep.
How
you.
Tall is Mount Everest in meters or feet?
Oh, please don't do that to me.
I'll
Luke.
Give you 500 meters before and after your guess, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I'm so bad at things like
that. I just put down 500 meters, so it can't be zero, can it?
No.
Oh.
I've got it to the exact foot, actually.
Oh, shut up.
I've just looked at Nick's.
Yeah, they all say that. Right.
It was seconds.
Okay, question three.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, how deep is the deepest trench in the world? In metres or feet?
What's it called?
These are really hard, Sam. You're meant to be giving me like...
It's called the Marianas Trench.
I didn't set these questions.
How do you know that?
I just know these things.
Is this like a war trench?
No, it's a trench in the earth. And in the Pacific Ocean, it's called the Marianas Trench. Now, how deep is it, woman?
Well, man, I don't know.
Man doesn't have the same effect, does it? You can't really come back with that, can you? It's annoying.
No, you just
Not
swear.
As annoying as that comment back to me, Sam.
The answer, I don't know how deep it is, but anyway, there we go.
How deep is your love?
How deep is...
Very shallow.
I really need your love.
I don't know
Maybe
the answer.
Maybe we could, like, let... release a single singing that.
We could release a charity single. It would damn the charity to an early...
Okay, the answers.
Oh, God, that's it, is it? Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
no,
it.
No, let's do the answers, bud. Hang on. The quiz.
Right.
Okay.
These are, like, mathematical questions, which is not my forte.
Okay. Question one...
Yeah.
...was Antarctica.
Oh, yes! I got it!
Antarctica.
I got the A.
Get in.
I got A...
I got
the Arctic.
I said Australia.
I put Italy. I don't know why.
Yeah, I put Australia. I got the A. Do I get a point for the letter?
No.
At the beginning of the...
No, you don't. No.
Oh, Luke, harsh. He's harsh. Okay. Right.
Okay. Question two was 8,848 metres or 29,029 feet?
I put 30,000 feet.
I put 29,002 feet, so I got within 27 feet.
I'm closer, though.
No, you're not.
Why not? What was the answer?
27 feet, was it?
29.
29,029 feet. You put 30,000. You are 981 off.
It's closer than me. I put 2,370 metres.
What's that game? Was it Come On Down? The Price is Right. You had to be within £500 of...
Yes, yes.
Guessing.
Right, moving swiftly on. Right, Mariana's...
I would have lost the caravan camping.
Question
site.
Three.
It was always garden furniture they won as well.
Stop talking.
Shut up.
Question
Please,
three.
Just stop.
Was 10,911 metres.
Wow, really?
Or 35,798 feet.
Oh, I got one.
I put 6,500 metres, I didn't...
I put 4,500 feet.
Feet? That was...
Luke's quiz.
That was it. Thank you very much, Luke. And I only got one right.
I got none right.
I'll do my quiz next.
The winners...
Whoa.
Was Sam and Nick.
I got one, yeah.
I got one. Brilliant.
Difference, I get nothing. Your face speaks 1,000 words, Richard.
Blimey.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show. The quiz.
Right. Oh, I feel like it's Groundhog Day.
How do you mean?
Well, we've been here before.
But thanks for the quiz from Luke there.
Yeah, thank you, Luke.
You didn't get any of them right, Richard.
Question number one.
Is it anything about the X Factor?
No.
Did anyone see the X Factor?
No.
There was a really good girl who did a cover of Katrina in the Waves, and she changed the words. Oh, she was so cool.
Yeah.
Can I start?
They shouldn't have played that song. When
Your Stake.
Question number one.
She sang, "But you gotta go," rather than "Don't it feel good."
Would you like the question?
Yeah. Carry on.
How many James Bond moves were made in 1970?
Oh, easy.
During the 1970s, sorry.
Bond movies?
Yep.
Is this a multiple choice?
Do you want some multiple choice?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got four for you. Three, four, five or six.
Oh, I already got mine anyway before.
Okay.
Question number two.
I tried sausages and cheese.
Which town is the home of the Scottish football club Raith Rovers? Is it Raith Rovers or Rath?
This is very male-dominated today.
Good.
Blimey, Nick. Coatbridge, Dumfries, Kirkcaldy or Paisley?
What are the first two?
Coatbridge, Dumfries, Kirkcaldy.
Kirkcaldy.
Kirkcaldy. What was that?
Kirkcaldy.
How do you spell Dumfries again?
Or Paisley.
How do you spell Dumfries?
It's there.
What was the band? Not the band. The
Raith Rovers.
Say them again.
Raith Rovers.
Raith Rovers. Jonathan no. Ross wouldn't.
Which town is the home of the Scottish football club Raith Rovers?
Where is it?
There.
Oh. Blimey. What was the question?
Oh, for goodness
What's
sake.
What's going on here?
Question number three.
Excuse me. I kind of like it, actually.
What time is Australians... Oh, can I start again? Question number three.
I kind of like it, actually.
What name is Australia's men's hockey team known? I'm doing three because I can't pronounce one of them at all. Is it Kangaroos, Kookaburras. Or Wallabies?
Do it in Australian. Kookaburras.
Kookaburra.
Then it's easier.
I kind of like it.
Kookaburras is cricket. No.
Question number four.
Oh, you thought it was cricket.
We should go and have a filler.
Do you like cricket, Luke?
Yep.
See? Like cricket. Sorry.
At the 2000 Olympics, what did the triathletes fear most about having to swim in Sydney Harbour?
The shark.
Was it jellyfish, pollution, sharks or speedboats?
Speedboats.
Oh, could be. See, that's clever as well.
Do you want to go one more time?
Any one of those, I wouldn't have gone into water. So.
Question number one.
Your steak.
How many James Bond moves were made during the 1970s? Question number two.
I tried sausages and cheese.
Which town is the home of the Scottish football club Raith Rovers? Question number three.
I kind of like it, actually.
What name is Australia's men's hockey team known? And question number four.
Nick, we should go. We should go and have a filler.
At the 2000 Olympics, what did the triathletes fear most about swimming in the Sydney Harbour? And that's a quiz.
Info at myscr.co.uk if you want to join in.
Myscr.co.uk.
Pick a Lily Allen. the answers.
Hang on.
What? No, you can't just say hang on, can you?
I was waiting for the song to finish.
What? No.
Sorry, sir.
The quiz.
Yeah. Well, you know, just get it right in future.
Have a pen to mark it, Sam.
Question number one.
I don't want to blow people away.
How many James Bond moves are made during the 1970s, Nick?
Five.
Four.
Blimey. And Claire wrote three.
Yeah.
The answer... Gotta check it now. It's five.
Oh!
There you go. Question number two.
Kizzy, very good.
Which town is the home of the Scottish football club Raith Rovers? Nick.
Paisley.
Roger.
Kilcordy.
Kirkcaldy. It's where Gordon Brown is MP.
What, Dumfries?
Luke put Dumfries. And Claire put Kirkcaldy.
Kirkcaldy.
The answer...
I've done the Adam Smith
Sorry about
the
dreadful accent.
The answer is Kirkcaldy.
Ah! Good morning, Rochelle.
Question number three.
On show, every night.
Yeah, baby.
What name is Australia's men's hockey team known? Nick.
Wallabies. Oh,
Kookaburras, mate.
That's why I put Kookaburras.
Right. And Claire put...
Kookaburras.
Kookaburras.
The answer is... Kookaburras.
Yeah.
God, I don't believe it. I've never seen such a reaction to the word kookaburra.
Kookaburra. That's just because I'm whipping you.
Question number four.
That's a big place downtown.
Exactly.
At the 2000 Olympics, what did the triathletes fear most about having to swim in Sydney Harbour, Roger?
Well, it's probably boats, but I went... boats.
Jellyfish?
Probably jellyfish.
I put
jellyfish.
Well. I have written jellyfish, to be fair.
Very clever, but sharks.
I reckon it's jellyfish.
The answer
is jellyfish. It's jellyfish.
It's jellyfish.
Oh!
You got them all right. Roger has, for the first time ever, got all the questions right. Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
I've never seen such excitement here, listener. You join us now at Henley Street, where Roger has done the lap of honour.
How many do we have?
Four.
Oh my word! So let's play this tune.
Blimey, that was some experience.
Nick and Rochelle.
This has been the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with me, Nick Asbury, and
Rochelle.
And young Sam Malloy. And the fourth, finally, Luke Bailey. Finally, Luke Bailey. Thank you very much for joining us, Luke. Have you had a good time?
Yep.
You had a good time. I hope you haven't cheesed off your dad too much. He says...
That's such an old thing to say.
I know. I'm so old.
I
wasn't
going
to swear, was I? As a little link to that, he's emailed in saying that Meatloaf and Queen were his favourite bands. Does that mean anything to you?
Queen, yeah.
Yeah, because he got busted, the album Busted, and McFly, and they've both covered Queen.
Well, there you are. We're going to finish with a bit of Queen.
Oh, look at you,
The Vibe.
4 out of 4.
The Vibe are in the building. Yes. There they are, Robin Hewitt. We shall be back same time next week. Is that right?
Not me. Sadly.
More holiday, Roger.
You're just disappointing. Thank you very much again, Luke. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you all, listener, for listening in. Thank you to Claire, Jackie, Matt in Delhi, Chris in London, all the people that listened in. Thank you so much. And I shall be back same time next week. Have a lovely, lovely week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger on Stratford Community Radio.